she married Jimmy. And then Danny, my older son, he was born December the 6th, 1947. And he was raised here on this farm, and he really did love it from the time that he was just a small boy. He knew what he wanted to do. He knew what he wanted to major in, what he wanted to do in, with his life. And when he got out of grammar school and started to college, you know, I just kindly talked to him about what he wanted to do after he got out of grammar school till he started to college. Mm-hmm. I thought maybe he'd change his vocation in the middle of the stream, you see, and want to do something else. But no, he stuck to agriculture. Mm-hmm. So he majored in agriculture, horticulture, and horticulture. Mm-hmm. And he lives in Canilla now. He and his wife lives in Canilla. Mm-hmm. And he's the one I was telling you about, Barbara. See, he went to Abraham Baldwin Agricultural College in Tifton the first 2 years before he went to the University of Georgia. Mm-hmm. And she wanted him to go over to the university with her to start over there. And he'd say, no, Barbara, I'm going to the small college where you see the experiment station mm-hmm. and everything's down there. Mm-hmm. She'd say, well, go on to that old cow college. I don't care. Now, Gail is the next daughter, and she was born July the 3rd, 1949. See, I had them all close together. Mm-hmm. They wasn't between this daughter and the next child that was born, which is another daughter, wasn't it 16 months to age, the difference in the age. Mm-hmm. And they were very close. But between this oldest daughter and my son, see, they were a few years in there, more years. Mm-hmm. And she was born in 49. She's married, and she has two boys. One will start school, and one's 2 years old. She married David.
Is he from here?
He's from down here at Decatur. Mm-hmm. His people, have you never heard tell of?
Now, my grandmama's from Jonesboro. It's not the same ones, is it?
I don't know. Is she any kin to? Is she any kin to? Is she any kin to Ben?
I've never heard her say.
Well, that's one of his cousins, and he's in the House of Representatives. Mm-hmm. Then Sue, she's my daughter that's in Texas. She was born October the 6th in 1950. Mm-hmm. And Larry, that's my second son, he was born April 27th, 1956. He's the one that's getting married to this young lady in the 20th of this next
now,
month.
Where does he live?
Well, he lives in Rome now. Mm-hmm. He has an apartment in Rome, and he works in Rome. But he went to Abraham Baldwin, too, you know. Mm-hmm. He took agriculture for about a year. And he was one that turned around in the middle of the stream. See, he was first started to be a teacher of agriculture, mm-hmm. and then he decided he wasn't cut out to be in a classroom, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. He had to be in the wide open spaces. So he turned around and started his subject on floriculture and horticulture. And that's what he majored in. And he graduated back in March. And he and this girl that he met at Abraham Baldwin are going to get married in the 20th of August.
Mm-hmm. Is he working in that area?
Yes, he's working in that area there now. And they've been engaged for quite some time. Whenever they were going to school down at Abraham Baldwin, mm-hmm. They came home, and I knew that they were more or less, sooner or later, they were going to get married, you know what I mean? And I told them, I said, now, you all would just have to wait till you get out of school. I said, I can't keep all y'all up and send you to school, too, you mm-hmm. know? And this girl, she's a lovely girl. And she came up on her hind legs, and she said, well, you'll never separate me and Larry. I said, I have no intentions of separating. I just don't want y'all to up and marry. Mm-hmm. And forget your schooling. I want you to be sure to get your schooling before you marry.